This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Kicking off the third hour here. We have time for you if you want to join us. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you, it's Ian.
Bonnie.
And Mark. We are going to continue. Of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever you want. You can join us on those phone numbers at 603-283-6160 or call in through our chat server. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com to get the detailed instructions on how to join that server. Interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. They're there. A lot of them, like, around the clock, so check that out. We do also have people chatting in our Twitch and DLive chat rooms. If you want to check us out on video, you can do that. Go to twitch.freetalklive.com or dlive.freetalklive.com.
Life and liberty last only as long as you can protect them. Forcefire Concepts has solutions for every safety and security threat that free individuals and organizations may face. Classes, consultations, management, and more. Go check them out at forcevarconcepts.com. That's F-O-R-S-V-A-R concepts.com. Forcevarconcept.com.
All right. So people are having a tough time out there. Story from the Wall Street Journal says the coronavirus pandemic has caused another kind of pervasive affliction, Harvard researchers say, and that's loneliness. More than one-third of 950 Americans surveyed reported feeling lonely at least frequently in the previous 4 weeks, according to a newly released survey by researchers at Harvard's Graduate School of Education conducted in October. That's higher than the quarter of respondents who recalled feeling serious loneliness in the 2 months before the pandemic, and the 28% of respondents that said they'd experienced increases in the frequency of their loneliness. Young adults and mothers felt especially isolated, according to the survey. Now, this, of course, shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. It wasn't hard for us to predict a year ago when this stuff first started going into effect.
Suicides are going up.
That you were going to see more suicides, you were going to see more depression, you were going to see more drug addiction, more people with alcohol problems, especially those who had beaten those addictions, falling off the wagon, going back to them. And we've seen all of those things.
Is it harder to get heroin now than it was? I wouldn't know.
I don't think it would be. Why would it be harder?
I don't know.
The drug dealers are still doing their business. I guarantee you that. Especially now that there's higher demand.
They're not sheltering in place?
There's likely higher demand for those things now than there has been. That's just my guess. We haven't seen numbers.
Well, all the evidence would go towards that. Yeah. Is that hopeless people, this is a poll about hopelessness. Hopeless people do drugs.
That's right.
That's what we do. Come on.
Yeah, in fact, Carl Hart was the doctor, one of the doctors who studied that, actually, and I had a story about him as well. I'll see if I can pull that up for you here. You remember the story
from Great Britain of the doctor who went through, like, all drugs and sort of rated them as these drugs are the worst and these drugs are the least worst as far as societal damage and physical damage and a variety of things like that?
No, but that was a good story. That was Professor David Nutt, who was the former drug czar, basically, in the U.K., who's now turned to the side of being against the war on drugs, and he was the one.
Perhaps he can just read.
He was the one who created that study that you're talking about. Carl Hart is one of the guys who did studies on adult drug use, and there's news about him. I'll get into that here in just a moment. But back to the story here from the Wall Street Journal. Social disruption has hit people in a myriad of ways. A college student living back at home may feel disconnected from their normal social life, while an overworked parent may feel detached from their usual support system. And even people managing to cultivate an active Zoom-led social life may still feel disconnected.
That's how many people are doing that? That's ridiculous and sad.
Having Zoom social lives?
Yeah.
Good question.
Well, I mean, my Quaker meetings meeting over Zoom, and I'm certainly doing more meetings than I have ever done before, online where I can meet people's faces as far as selling ads.
Hold on. Quaker, yeah. Let's talk about the Quaker meeting thing here for a moment, because I've been to some of these. It's been a while, but early on when you started going to the Quaker meetings, I attended a few of them. And
so the way 10 years ago.
The way it had been structured was people were sitting in a circle in chairs in a room. Right. And the there's different types of Quaker meetings, as I understand it. There's the type that are actually led, and there's a, like a preacher, and then there's the type that you go to, which are, what are they called, unstructured, I think?
Liberal unprogrammed, unprogrammed is the terminology. And so there's conservative programmed.
Mm-hmm.
There's conservative unprogrammed, meaning that there is no preacher. There's the most in the world is programmed, meaning that there's a preacher.
Wait, what is the liberal and conservative part?
So a liberal versus conservative. A conservative Quaker would be much more what they call Bible-centric.
Mm.
So they would believe the, you know, the things that the Bible says, whereas liberals believe much more in the leading from the light within. So, you know, that if God was speaking to Abraham and Moses and whomever, then he's probably speaking to us, too. And that the words that God speaks to us individually are very likely much more important to you in your life than whatever he told some kook in the desert 3,000 years ago.
So part of what happens at these Quaker meetups is they sit in chairs in a circle and they are quietly basically meditating. I don't know what they call it, but it's essentially a group meditation.
We call it listening to God.
Yeah, and again, another term for essentially the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so when somebody feels called to speak, which doesn't always happen from what I understand, like so as they're doing that silent meditation, they may feel as though they have something to say. Am I right about this, Mark, where they will then just sort of speak that aloud to the group?
Right. So God moves them to speak is the idea. Now, obviously, you have to have your little filter turned on because it could very well be that somebody doesn't know whether they're being moved or not. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of Quaker writing on whether you should be standing and speaking or not. Is it possible not to stand and speak when God is moving you? Certainly, we would, you know, Quakers would agree that that is so. So, you know, you don't want to stifle the still small voice within. But at the same time, you don't want to just go on rambling about the stuff you just heard about on NPR while you're driving up here.
That does, when you're doing this on Zoom, it's got to take something away, right? Like there's something missing.
I would contend that it's it takes a great deal away.
And you can't really, can you put that into words, or is it just like the fact that you're not present with another human being in a
sure,
split,
I'd be happy to
space.
Put it in words, mm-hmm. you know, and if I am only speaking for myself, I am not speaking for anyone else in my Quaker meeting,
mm-hmm.
okay? To me, not being present with human beings makes the meeting far less meaningful as a spiritual event, as a form of worship. Or we use the term worship to describe what goes on, but I don't like, hey, God's so great. I sure do think you're great, God. You're great,
great.
I don't do that. But, you know, that's the terminology we use to describe sitting and listening to God. My God doesn't need a bunch of praise or anything like that, and doesn't particularly require it. So I would say that it's I find it very unfulfilling, and I was just speaking today to the guy I would call the father of our meeting, which is a terminology that would never be used in a Quaker meeting. But, I mean, you know, he's
been around for a while.
He's been around for a long mm-hmm. time. He, you know, about how they're going to get their shots in, they'll finish up their shots in March, and then they got to wait 15 days or something. I don't remember how many, maybe 14 days, whatever it is. And then Quaker meeting can be had again in April.
Haven't they heard that they're expected to continue doing social distancing even after getting the vaccine?
Well,
haven't they heard that the reason why is that the vaccine is not 100% effective, so you don't know whether or not the vaccine has worked?
I am not going to have that conversation with them, just so you know. I'm going to be happy to be able to go to Quaker meeting come April.
Yeah, I agree with you, Bonnie. The whole idea of having a social life over Zoom is really depressing.
Yeah, in Mark's case, it's different because it's like a group that is not allowed to meet right now, and like maybe the heads of it are like just not willing to. But
we were meeting on my porch for some time. It's not that we're not allowed to; it's that
they don't want to.
Yeah, there's three people, four members who are quite elderly, between elderly and quite elderly, and they're just not going to take any chances.
But I just can't imagine, like, you and your friends that live in the same city deciding, like, instead of hanging out tonight, let's just all take baths and FaceTime and only doing that. I can't imagine that. I would just think you guys are so lame.
Did you say take baths?
Yeah, on FaceTime. I don't know, whatever you're doing by yourself.
No one's offered to take baths with me on FaceTime, I can tell you that. It has never been extended. And no, I don't want an offer.
603-283-6160. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live. Are you depressed?
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight is Ian.
Bonnie.
And Mark. And you can join liberty-minded, voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians at ForkFest 2021. It's happening June 28th through July 4th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be year number 5 for ForkFest. And I think the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which happens the week prior to ForkFest, I think they're in like year 18 or something like that. It's going to be a big, big celebration coming up this summer of what freedoms that we have left. And if you want to have a chance at greater freedoms, you ought to come out and check out what it's like to be around other liberty-minded people for a week or two, depending on how long you have. But you definitely want to come up to ForkFest June 28th through July 4th. And you can kind of do your own thing there because it's a decentralized camping festival, meaning that there is no one who is in charge of this festival. There are no organizers. There's no ticket price. You just show up and do the thing that you want to do. Maybe you want to, you know, put some sort of show on. Aria DiMezzo, our co-host, and Captain Kickass, they're going to be putting on a rock show. They did a rock and roll show at the last ForkFest. They're going to do another one, and it's going to be even better at this coming one.
So they claim.
There's going to be the AnyPay boys from AnyPayInc.com. They have a killer dome, basically a party dome, that they're going to have there for 2 weeks. And they're going to even rent it out with, so you can rent the dome for $100 an hour, and that includes lighting, that includes audio-visual, cameraman kind of thing. Like, they've got it set up. So you just show up with your content, and you do your thing there, and you don't have to worry about the technicals, which is a nice thing to be able to do.
It's kind of a dance hall chill place.
It is, but you'll be able to, you know, give presentations there or do whatever it is you want to do with it. You can rent the dome. So that's a new thing. They've never done that before, and they've taken the dome to a level at which they feel like they can now, you know, allow other people to use it, which is pretty cool. There's usually a few party tents around as well, and whatever else people come up with. You want a poker game? Put one on. And that happened like almost every night at ForkFest last year.
That is true.
So check it out at ForkFest.party. You can join us there. We will be broadcasting from the event. That's ForkFest.party. We go to your calls and thoughts. Dave in New Mexico. And we're talking about people who are lonely, more so now than ever, after all the various different pandemic crackdowns by government stay-at-home orders and fear-mongering. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live calling from New Mexico.
No, not me. I got sheep.
Huh?
He's got sheep. He's not lonely.
I got sheep.
Oh, good. I got you. What were you calling about tonight?
Oh, the gay boys want me to show up with my content, huh?
The any gay boys. Oh, I'd never heard it called that before. That's very creative.
So is Mark? Are you going?
I will be going. It's going to be a blast.
So when Mark's in the dome, it'll be the condome.
Ooh,
that's funny. Stings just a little.
Condom.
He's referencing the fact that Mark went to prison.
I prefer to call it the ex-condom.
There you go.
Oh, no, I wasn't so... Yeah, well, yeah, there's some innuendo in there, too, with, you know, at the Any Gay Boys
there
dome,
is.
Yeah. So, freedom. Well, that's kind of freedom, isn't it?
There you go.
Different kind of freedom. Or maybe it's related, I don't know. I asked you a couple nights ago, I'm still puzzled, and you gave me the general answer to my question, the answer being freedom, and then we briefly got into economics regarding Free State Project, and what are your criteria as to what you specifically you are looking for when you evaluate whether New Hampshire or Wyoming or the South Pacific or Honduras or whatever. So I'd like to go further down that line as to
is that me or Ian?
Criteria.
Is that me or Ian? Who are you asking here?
All of yuns.
Okay.
To speak West Virginian for a minute, all of yuns.
Yeah. So what I try to do is, first off, any given project, I'm going to be looking for specifically economic freedoms over social freedoms. I believe that you can find most of the social freedoms you want in the world. If whatever that social freedom is important to you, there is a place where you can do it and probably many others. So social freedoms are not the highest priority for me. I think that probably the most quantifiable and interesting things, innovations, occur in places with economic freedom, where people are free from sort of a regulatory environment and opening their own business and, you know, doing experiments and, you know, whatever that might be. Taxation is just a regulation of sorts. It punishes some behavior and rewards other behavior. So, you know, we interestingly tax liquor, cigarettes, and making money. I don't know why, but that's what they do. As though you're not supposed to drink liquor, you know, smoke cigarettes, and make money. I don't know. I don't quite understand it all.
Wait a minute. Drink liquor, smoke cigarettes, and what else?
And make money.
Sounds like Saturday night.
But, I mean, you know, they'll put up signs that say don't feed the bears. They'll become dependent on handouts. And then they'll give handouts to people, you know, subsidies and these sorts of things. So, you know, government subsidies. I'm looking generally in for economic freedom. So, you know, that's how I tend to evaluate these situations. I try to look at charts, and there's plenty of them out there. For instance, New Hampshire was, you know, for a very long time, the freest place in America. Then it slipped down to lost to Florida. If you evaluate property ownership as a important part of how you consider freedom, and then pop back up, but then, of course, in the COVID chart, it's like middle of the pack, like number 23. So it's hard to call it the freest place in America. Whereas Florida, where I've spent a great deal of this, the early part of this year, is, I think, number 5. And it's pretty darn free. It's almost like it was prior to the COVID, except that people are wearing masks when I go out.
Okay, so since the economy is a large factor for you, what are the specific items of the economy that you're looking at, you know, like whatever specific kind of tax or whatever? What are the actual specific economic line items you're looking at so I can understand?
Any tax. Anytime a government is demanding a tax is when an organization that claims a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass demands from you money and then calls it voluntary. You know, I mean, I suppose you could call some things voluntary if you moved to a place and you buy a piece of property knowing that you're going to have to pay property tax. I guess you could call it voluntary, but it doesn't it's still monopolistic in so much as, say, the school who gets the money, the government school that gets the money, knows that they don't have to perform very well against the private school that's just down the road because they're a monopoly and the private school isn't.
Okay. And to go to the next level, so pick a geographic area that you're familiar with, whether it's Florida or New Hampshire, and you're already there or you're considering going there, and you need to have a place to live and you need to do some sort of business. So what are the specifics in New Hampshire or Florida, like property tax, et cetera, that you would look at? What are they and what is their current value? In other words, you know, if you use Florida as an example, a typical piece of property would cost you X amount of tax, et cetera.
Hold that thought, Dave.
Yeah, hold the line. We would. I think these are great questions.
We'll get into it, and you can we welcome your participation as well. 603-283-6160 if you want to join us here. What does freedom mean to you? It's Free Talk Live.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Johnson & Johnson's single-shot COVID vaccine offers strong protection against severe cases of the disease, according to an FDA analysis released Wednesday. The report confirming that the vaccine is about 85% effective against serious illness and about 66% effective against moderate to severe cases of COVID-19. The FDA's panel of advisors is set to meet Friday to discuss Johnson & Johnson's trial data and whether the evidence is strong enough to warrant issuing an emergency use authorization. The FDA is then expected to make a final decision within days. And no charges are expected in the rollover accident that severely injured golfer Tiger Woods. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva said Wednesday there was no evidence of impairment and that the rollover crash was purely an accident. Woods underwent surgery Tuesday to repair multiple fractures in his right leg and ankle. This is USA Radio News. The Postmaster General is apologizing for delivery delays over the holidays.
We must acknowledge that during this peak season, we fell far short of meeting our service targets. Too many Americans were left waiting for weeks for important deliveries of mail and packages. This is unacceptable, and I apologize to those customers who felt the impact of our delays. All of us at the Postal Service, from our board to our leadership team, to our union and association leadership, to every employee, strive to do better in our service to the American people, and we will do better.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy made those remarks Wednesday during a hearing of the House Oversight and Reform Committee. He also told the committee that a strategic plan to reform the Postal Service would be released in the coming weeks, as he defended changes he's already made at USPS since taking charge. This is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, you have Ian,
Bonnie,
and Mark.
We're going to go back into your calls and thoughts. We got Dave in New Mexico. It's Night of the Daves, by the way. Dave in New York, or Dave in New Hampshire, New York and New Mexico, and all of them in the new states.
Wow, that's
as
weird.
Well.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Tonight, they all called in. And so Dave in New Mexico is asking...
What's not interesting is that people who name states and places in the United States are so boring that they put new in front of things to, you know, call it a place.
What were you going to say about boys?
And they name boys boring things from the Bible.
This is true. So Dave is with us here, and he is asking a question about criteria as far as what do you look at when you're looking to consider a place as far as freedom quotients, freedom factors, what are the important ones to you? And Mark, you have been fielding his questions. He had some more, I believe, as well. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so Dave's question to summarize is what sort of taxes and regulations do I look at when I'm evaluating a place to say whether or not that place is free? So the first thing I do is I look at the charts that are out there. So the Heritage Foundation, the Freedom in the 50 States, the Fraser Institute, Cato Institute, they all put out rankings of the different countries countries, territories, and states, depending on which what it is that they do, for you to be able to sort of determine what's the freest and least freest place. And, but, I mean, you know, for instance, if I'm talking about Florida, the property taxes in Florida are significantly less, or were, they're significantly less than they are, say, in New Hampshire. Florida has a sales tax, but one tends to not spend nearly as much on the things that one buys in a given year as you might pay extra in property tax. The reason for this disparity is that Florida has extreme drawing power, and people in the United States often spend their vacation time there, and they get taxed for hotel rooms and these sorts of things, and the taxes offset the cost to the Florida citizens. So they're offsetting their cost to tourists, which I'm sure they'd do in New Hampshire if they could, but nobody wants to peep at leaves. Not enough people want to peep at leaves to make that meaningful.
By the way, Mark, you had claimed that Florida was the number one most economically free state.
I said that had to do with property. It had to do with property rights. So the reason that Florida beat New Hampshire in
what study?
In Freedom of the 50 States.
Right. Just wanted to let you know the Fraser Institute studied the economic freedom of the entirety of North America, and New Hampshire is the number one most economically free.
I tried to insert that.
Just letting you know, New Hampshire scored 8.16 out of a potential 10.
Okay.
Florida scored 8.10, making it number 2, where it's actually tied with Idaho at another 8.10 score. Below that, Wyoming.
I think that there should be a small bump in numbers for states where snow doesn't fall.
Anyway, I just think it's worth noting.
Horrible humidity. 12 months a year.
You get used to it, and chapstick.
You do not get used to it. I lived in San Antonio. You don't get used to it if you have curly, long hair.
Is it that bad in San Antonio?
It's very bad.
Yeah, it's hot and humid there.
So, anyway, just thought it was worth pointing out that depending on what study you look at, Florida and New Hampshire they're duking it out.
Are duking it out.
And I'd like to answer the original question, which is, what do you look at? Because you did answer it, Mark. For me, I looked at New Hampshire as the best bet because it was one of 10 options in the Free State Project original vote.
You were able to vote on this. I joined later after the vote.
And the reason I chose New Hampshire was because there were 101 of them, actually. There are 101 reasons. Somebody came up with a really persuasive list. It was a group of people that were actually already living in New Hampshire. They were fans of New Hampshire. They wanted New Hampshire to win. Every state that was in the 10 options, they made their pitch, basically, like, here's why you ought to move here. And New Hampshire had 101 reasons. And some of them were economic. Some of them were personal freedoms. Some of them were political system freedoms. And it's a really persuasive list, and I'd like to encourage anyone who wants to learn more about why New Hampshire was chosen to go to 101reasonsfilm.com, where you can watch the video version of the 101 reasons. I'm sure the Free State Project at FSP.org still has the text version if you care to see that version. But for me, it was 101 reasons. And Bonnie, what about you? I mean, do you have any criteria, things that you would consider looking at?
Florida is where all of the other southern states are, where they have really bad drug laws.
No doubt. Florida
is
not
less likely to legalize marijuana.
Didn't they do something
they
for
did medical?
Medical,
and at this point, I don't think New Hampshire can claim anything about marijuana at this point.
We have decrim and medical.
Right. So decrim means that the sentences are now lower. And
that's
when you
correct.
Say medical, where can you go buy this medical marijuana?
There are no sentences for less than 3/4 of an ounce and less of cannabis and less than 5 grams of concentrate. You will get a $100 fine. And there's actually legislation that's been being introduced. I think it was introduced last year and it got put on the table or something like that. So
I would love to see New Hampshire.
The legislation is going to get rid of the fine as well.
Finally move into the 21st century and get rid of its marijuana laws, but I mean, drug its feet all the way through this.
If it gets rid of them, New Hampshire has the highest chance of any other state of actually just getting rid of them and replacing them with nothing. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but given that we actually have liberty loving state representatives here in New Hampshire, which is unlike anywhere else, by the way. We've got, I think Dave Ridley claimed 30 of them earlier in the show tonight. That is not quite a tenth of the 400 state representatives that there are here in New Hampshire, but that's way more than any other state has anywhere. We've got the best chance of actually having a more freedom-oriented legal situation with cannabis.
Well, can
that
I back
that
up?
Answer is, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I say, can I back up the question, though, because I've never considered living in Florida ever. Mm-hmm. When I lived in Texas compared to New Hampshire, I felt like there's more people already here.
More people who care a lot about freedom, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna pick a place where people have moved for liberty, New Hampshire is the hands down winner.
That's right.
Now, I would like to point out
some of the best activists left Florida.
You're talking about there being 30 free staters in the New Hampshire House, and that's an interesting
that's
point.
Right.
But back in 2010. For the 2010 and 2011 legislative season, there were 120 New Hampshire Liberty Alliance A-rated, I think A no. and maybe B plus or whatever, yeah. whatever they rated as free, whatever the terminology was. There were 120.
Yeah, I think you could have done a B minus there.
I don't know if it was that. Yeah. Hey, whatever it is. So, I mean, whatever they considered to be the acceptable ratio to call you free, freedom-minded, they had 120 of those reps.
Right.
And they did more in that year than they had ever done before. And, then 2012 comes. Everybody wants to vote for Barack Obama. Since they voted for Barack Obama, yep. they voted for Democrats. Democrats came in, and everything changed. So, victory is not linear.
They're still endorsing a ton of candidates, and a bunch of the people they endorsed won their election this time around.
What's the number? You know?
Off the top of my head, I don't recall, but I remember hearing it. It was impressive. Yeah. I mean, a large percentage, the supermajority of the people they endorsed actually won. First of all, they won a bunch of primaries, and then a bunch of them won the actual election.
And what I want for my brand here on the show, what I'm trying to achieve is to have the most level head about places that are free and what they're achieving. Now, I like when liberty-oriented reps get elected, but remember, just because they got elected doesn't mean they achieve liberty. And I want to talk about liberty and what it's like to be there.
And so, Ian, that you answered my next question. You just answered two of them without knowing how to next question. But I was going to ask you to pull out of those 101 reasons, if you could pull out, your top couple or half a dozen or three or four, and you just listed two of them. What are your next couple reasons for New Hampshire that are high on that list of 101?
That's a great question, and to just do it off the top of my head is actually it's a tall order, because
homeschooling is incredibly important, and I think that. And New Hampshire does very, very well at that. There's lots of states that do well at it, and surprising ones that do poorly. Mostly, if you don't have your kid in a government school system inside of a given state, they won't bother you, and then you'll be able to homeschool or unschool or
whatever. According
to
the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, there were 23 A-plus reps, 38 A reps, and 27 A-minus reps in 2020 scores. There's more coming up. It's free.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should
should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the number if you want to join us here in the remaining moments, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. We're talking about migrations. We're talking about freedom. We're talking about what are the criteria. What are you looking at? What are you interested in as far as what motivates you to possibly pick up your life and move somewhere for more freedom? For a lot of people, it's, you know, oh, there's a job somewhere. That's what motivates them to move to a place. Not necessarily that freedom is their motivator, but we're looking for those freedom-oriented people who want to combine their efforts with other freedom-oriented people. Now, Mark is trying to do something different than what those of us are who are mostly here in New Hampshire are trying to do. We're trying to, I don't want to speak for you, Mark, but Bonnie and I and the other people who have migrated here for, like, the Free State Project or the Shire Society, these political or apolitical migrations, however you want to look at them, libertarians migrating to the same place. New Hampshire was chosen for a lot of reasons, and David in New Mexico is on the line. And David, you'd asked me for some highlights from the 101 reasons that Liberty lives in New Hampshire, which is both a list that was created 20 years ago at right. This point. I mean, some of this stuff's out of date. I'm looking at the original list here, and they're talking about the old governor from, you know, 20 years ago and things like that. But a lot of this stuff is still just, you know, rock-solid reasonings. Of course, New Hampshire has, you know, some great gun freedoms. Obviously, that means a lot to
people. And gun freedoms have increased since the Free Staters have been here, and I think that it is fair that they claim some credit.
Yep, that's true. And we've seen drug freedoms increase as well. So we've got both guns and weed here in New Hampshire, which is nice.
When we talk about the 20 years ago, they put this 101 reasons. I think that, don't forget, a grad student, Jason Sorens at the time, he came up with this list.
And he did not.
Well, he came up with a list of states. Yes, he said a criteria of...
Right, but he didn't come up with 101 reasons. No, he came up with people who lived in New Hampshire.
The list of states, which was any state that was below 1.5 million people.
Correct.
Except for Hawaii and Rhode Island were included. So a quarter of the states were... a fifth of the states ended up being included. But what he didn't bother doing was including places like American Samoa and the Northern Mariana Islands.
And I think that was a mistake.
Which
I think it would have been interesting.
Far fewer than 100,000 people at the time.
I think that would have been interesting because, had he included those territories.
Right.
Then,
main criteria was the quantity of Americans in a given place, and he excluded the two territories which had, breathtakingly lower populations.
One of the things we came across, Bonnie, you and I were looking at something, I forget when it was, maybe it was as we were driving up here or whatever, but we found that New Hampshire has a tremendous level of wealth.
But yeah, we wanted to know what the poorest states were because we drove through Arkansas.
That's right, that's what it was. You were doing a little research on
Mississippi?
It was Mississippi, was number one.
Yeah, and it turned out New Hampshire was number one wealthiest, wasn't it?
It was like four.
New Hampshire at one point, and this is probably a few years old, this study, was the number one median income, like, in any Western country, like, higher than Luxembourg. If you considered, like, the European EU countries to be states of the EU, they compared essentially the provinces, the states, and the other states, the EU states. And they put them all together to see, which ones are the richest. And New Hampshire came out as number one at that point. And I say that's one of the reasons why New Hampshire will not get significantly freer. It's because rich people don't need more freedom and don't care about more freedom. They have the world the way they like it.
Dave, anything else you want to throw out there? Go ahead.
Yeah. In your comparisons of freedom and analyzing where to go, and the answer is no, I believe. But let me ask you, did you ever compare the scenario that I suggested in the past where you look at specific counties that have a relatively low population where you could go in there and pretty much be left alone? If you came in with a couple hundred people, you could pretty much take control of the county, and I don't mean boss other people around, but I mean make sure that you are left alone. And I know you wanted to look at the states as a whole because you wanted to be looking at state-level law and not county-level ordinance, but did you ever look at those scenarios?
What I've looked at is that I've looked at it from the standpoint of a monastery or a religious retreat or something like that. These things go on in the country, in the United States, all over the place. And a cult might be the term somebody wishes to use if they wish to use it. But the idea that a bunch of people who are like-minded have a similar moral guidance, have a similar belief system, get together in one place in order to pursue those ends and build something forward. And I think that essentially pretty much every place but New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, like the New England states, excluding Maine, are good places for this because they respect religious freedom far more. New Hampshire is the number one least churched state in the Union.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically, I was involved some years ago in a lawsuit where the Supreme Court of New Hampshire said that a town can basically arbitrarily decide whether or not your religion is a religion. And basically that excludes the opportunity in New Hampshire of starting a monastery, which may very well just be a housing development where people of a given moral philosophy, say libertarianism, so like a libertarian housing development which could have its own private police, be excluded from paying for public school and a whole bunch of other things, property taxes generally, that's been slid off the table in New Hampshire, and I think it's a huge loss and has never really been looked at by the largely atheists that have moved for the Free State Project.
Thank you for the call, Dave. Appreciate the discussion here. And again, there's a lot of really great reasons to look at New Hampshire. I mean, I don't have a family, but they say it's a great place to raise families. It's been rated the number one place for that. And one of the reasons for that is because it has the lowest violent crime in the United States.
Yeah,
as far as
Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine tend to vie for that, but they're all part of the Acadia mm-hmm. region, and for whatever reason, violent crime is pretty darn low here.
There's a lot of gun ownership in across all three of those states. I mean, that's a huge factor.
And nonviolent crime, there's not a lot either.
And, you know, one of the things that impressed me is the political system here is, at least until 2020, has been relatively accessible, meaning that you can easily get in there as a state representative. There's 400 state reps in this very small state. It's the largest legislative body in the entire North America, probably one of the, I think it's the top three, number three in, like, the world as far as
number three in the English-speaking world and in the top five in the world generally.
It's huge. And so I was just looking at this list of representatives here, according to the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. I mentioned to you earlier, Mark, that there were, this is the 2020 ratings. They do every year. They look at all 400 state reps. They look at the 24 state senators, and they rate them based on their votes on various different issues. They had, in 2020, 23 A-plus reps, 38 A-rated reps, 27 A-minus reps, and 33 B-plus reps. So you got over 100 that, you know, well over 100 reps that are pretty solid on most issues, the supermajority.
This is probably better than it was in the 2010-2011 ratings. It sounds like they're being even judging a little more harshly than they were previously, too, which is good news,
that's good,
in my opinion.
That's good. And by the way, looking through just the list of the A-plus list, I see at least four or five people that I know for a fact are Free Talk Live listeners.
Yeah. Oh, you know? I hope the very, very best. You know what? I would love in, you know, short order for somebody to say, hey, Mark, you know that stupid constitutional amendment you wanted where reps were only, the reps had to have a 75% majority to pass a law and only a 50% majority in order to you know, get away with one? Well, we got it through. Now what do you got to say about the Free State Project? I will eat my words.
I want to bring in Kenosha Kyle here from our Matrix chat server. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Well, I'm so glad I live up here in North Idaho, not South Idaho, specifically Idaho Falls, where we have video footage of a school board trustee just losing her mind about insisting we must ignore facts and wear masks, mask the children. We can't do in-classroom, even though surrounding schools do 5 days in-classroom without issues. And the, you know, the
cases.
Well,
look at all the spike in cases. Oh, there isn't one.
Oh, wait, you mean the 77% drop over 6 weeks because of Biden?
Look at the corpses everywhere in all of the streets in Florida.
Right, they're just dying in the streets in Florida where they don't follow any of these rules.
Oh, and up here in North Idaho where they don't even wear masks in school, everyone's dying. Kids are dying. I mean, it's a travesty. But life is normal. And this woman, she freaks out. She can't even breathe because of this gigantic rope tied over her head mask as she's just losing her mind denying facts.
Is she double masked?
No, it's just a big honking mask that's like tied over her head. She's actually got a recall.
She needs to go back to California.
Yeah, she's getting recalled next month.
She doesn't really believe if she's not wearing two masks.
That's what they think. Well, soon it'll be three masks. Like the star bellies sneech. Now they need extra stars on their bellies.
Yep. Hey, Kyle, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. We will have time for you if you join us tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can find us over at freetalklive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence. intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.